Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. You want to change the conflicts in your life, you must be more conscious about your identity and your intention. Your identity and your intention. I recently spoke about this in one of our Growth Day Daily Fires, how when we define what our identity is and how and who we are in the world, and that's real for us, and we act from a place of integrity from that, there's just things we don't do, right? If you say as an identity, I don't steal from grocery stores. I'm not a person who steals from grocery stores. If that is who you are and you believe that, you don't enter grocery stores and steal stuff. You've decided and determined you're not a person who blanks, right? I'm just not a person who does this. Some of you have decided points in your life, I'm not a person who screams at others in a fight. I'm not a person who swears at others. I'm not a person who strikes others. I'm not a person who throws things at others. I'm not a person who this. And that decision shapes how you react in relationships. So choose your identity. And this, again, I'll encourage you, open up your journal and just capture. Okay, who do I want to be in conflict situations? That was all warm. I'll share you mine. I'm like, I'm not a person who gets angry, violent, condescending, or hurtful in conversations with others. It doesn't mean it doesn't happen. I'm sure my wife would say, hang on, there's been these times, and she would be right. But if you take the bulk of your behavior over a period of time, it really does reveal your character. And I'm happy to say, I don't get hooked into those things that often. And when I do, we'll talk about how to repair later on. I also have the identity of trying to be a role model. You've all heard me talk about the role model mindset. I just always, when I go into a situation or someone brings something up, I always ask, what would a role model do? And that's why I ask you to think of, who is the person who encouraged you? What would that be, that person you wrote, what would they do in a difficult conflict situation? How would they treat you? How would they treat others? When we can step into like, how would a role model handle this? It does change the perspective. You know, if you're about to scream at your child about their homework and you ask, what would Jesus do? You're probably going to change your perspective. And whether you would ask, what would Jesus do? Or what would your mom do? Or what would my highest self do? Or what my boss, who I admire, do? Whatever it is, it's changing perspective just for a second. And again, that's identity work. That's identity work. Who am I going to be in the situation? Related is our intention in the situation. Let me give you one singular intention statement that will change every conflict you ever have for the rest of your life. I am a person who builds positive relationships. I am a person who builds positive relationships. Imagine you've got to go have that difficult conversation at work with that underperforming employee. There they are in the glass conference room cube, and you know you have to go in there and deliver some truthful feedback that they're underperforming. If your mindset is, this person sucks, I hate them, how are you going to treat them? If your intention is, I need to get this person to change or I'm going to fire them, how are you going to treat them? But if the intention is, I'm a person who builds positive relationships. Okay, stepping into this conversation from that truth. I want to be a role model. I want to build positive, lasting conversations and relationships with other people. Okay, let me start with that. It is entering a conversation with the intention to build the relationship. Let me say that again. It's entering the conversation with the clear intention to build the relationship. At home, that sounds like, honey, I love you. I'm always trying to figure out ways that we can make the relationship better. I have some ideas, and I'd love if we could have a conversation. At work, it's as simple as, you know what? Your relationships with your coworkers here really matter. And we're trying to build something really special together. And I know you're part of that. So we need to have a conversation. It's just baselining everybody and reminding everybody that we're here to build a relationship.
Hey, it's Brandon jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
See, when you're angry, what is your usual intention? I'm here to end this relationship. F this person. They're out. And now from that frame, from that intention, how do you treat people? My intention is to fire this underperforming jerk. Okay, you're going to have a very different conversation. Intention is the very thing that will change you for the rest of your life. I know many of you heard me talk about my experiences with Oprah Winfrey and the blessing of doing some courses with her and her network and really learning a lot from her. And one thing I was always amazed by, when she starts any meeting, she always asks, what's our intention for this meeting? And getting clear about the intention, and trust me, they always frame it positive, will now help us move through that conversation with a higher value ethic, right? If there's no intention, what will happen is you will devolve into your defenses, right? That's what happens in conflict. You get defensive versus intentional. That is the difference between immaturity or unconsciousness and maturity and consciousness. One action is, I got to defend myself. They're awful. I hate them. And we're in conflict and war. Another is, it's my intention to build, repair, improve, inspire this relationship. Changes everything. People always go, Brandon, how do you not get knocked off path? Like, how is it that you have all these employees, you deal with millions of people every day on social media, you have these teams, these companies you invest in, many of you have seen me on stages where there could be a heckler, there can be somebody rude, there's somebody sneaks backstage, you'll never see me treat somebody with disrespect. Because my intention is, okay, I've got to improve this relationship, or I've got to improve this situation. How would a role model handle the situation, even when it sucks, even when it's awful? I can be very firm without being disrespectful. I can be very firm, very clear, but the intention is improve the situation. Could you write that down and underline it 20 times for me? Improve the situation. Build the relationship. Write it on a piece of paper right now. Paper, pen, remember those? Improve the situation, underline, underline, underline. Build the relationship, underline, 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 underline. If you could do me that favor, we just change your life forever. If you can look at that piece of paper before you have that next difficult conversation, we just change your life forever. Improve the situation. Build the relationship. Someone make me a quote card and post it on social media. Tag me up. I want to see it. All right? Improve the situation. Build the relationship. From that perspective, everything can change. Now, trust me, I know. Already in your mind, you've been thinking, but you don't understand. This guy tweet me. You don't understand. This person said this on social media. You don't understand. I got this email. You ain't met my husband yet. I know. You're like, oh, you don't know my boss. You don't know this. No, I do know. I've worked with them for 15 years, every single week through conflict relationships. I've been there. I've seen it all. And I know those with the higher intention win over the long term. Now, we're going to talk about how to deal with jerks later. But what are we starting with? We're starting with you. We're starting with your frame of the world, shared future, respectful process, empathy and encouragement. We're talking about you, your identity. Who are you going to be? And what are your intentions? We got to start with you. If you start the thought of conflict and you're immediately blaming and pointing at other people, man, you're behind the times. We can't do that anymore. It didn't work. We've tried that in societies. You've tried that in other relationships. You got to be personally responsible for yourself, your identity, and your intentions first. Isn't that one of the hallmarks of all personal development work? Personal responsibility starts with you. Change starts with you guys.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like listening to her episodes. I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're going to get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.